Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Blue Days with Murph. On today's show, we'll be playing songs from A Radio Romance, Still Blossoms, and Jessica Lynn, who we just had on the show a couple days ago. As usual, I've got my lovely co-host Em with me, so let's do this. Hey, Em.
Hey, what's up?
Another week of some great indie country music. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm tired. I've done this is my third show this week, so you girls have a long week.
And you've got another one tomorrow.
I know. It's been a long week, but it's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it has. Speaking of tomorrow's show, y'all don't want to miss it. That's all I'm gonna say. Y'all don't want to miss it. Okay,
I've had three shows this week. I may sleep through the show tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding.
That's funny.
Not had a show
okay.
In a long time, and it is kicking my butt.
It's crap, isn't it? It's total crap,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's fun, but like when you're trying to get something going. For those of y'all that don't know, I've started my own show, and when you're trying to get something new happening, it's exhausting trying to get everything in order and situated and stuff. So
it is.
But all is well. Megan said hi. By the way, everybody listening, Megan says hi.
Oh, hey, Megan. you wanna get this thing kicked off?
For sure, yeah.
All right, coming in at number three this week on Indie Country Radio are a country music duo, Still Blossoms, originally from Pennsylvania, but living in Nashville right now. I got a chance to see Haley and Sarah perform this song and a lot of others live a couple years ago, and I met them after their set, and they're just some of my dearest friends. Here's You're the Reason I Drink off their self-titled EP released in 2014, and here we go. It's number three this week on Indie Country Radio.
Bottles in the corner of the closet, and you're thinking that I lost my way. Will you roll your eyes and yell how I'm putting you through hell? Keep on bitching at me every day. Well, you're overanalyzing and you're over dramatizing. Did you ever even stop to think you're the reason I drink? You're the the reason I drink.
that was coming in at number three on Indie Country Radio, Steel Blossoms and You're the Reason I Drink. That's probably one of the most hilarious songs I've heard in my entire life.
Yeah, it's funny. I like it, actually.
That's probably one of the most hilarious songs. I love when they go, "It ain't water."
Yeah. It's a good song. I like it.
And as I said earlier, I got a chance to meet Sarah and Haley about a year, maybe 2 years ago, in Nashville. Sarah is a heck of a fiddle player. She can just tear a fiddle up. And believe it or not, Haley, who is basically the lead singer of the group, of the duo, can yodel like nobody's business. She can just flat out yodel. It's great to hear. I mean, it's pretty awesome. And they are two of the sweetest girls you probably ever want to meet. I believe I posted our selfie together on social media. It's been posted several times. I don't know if any of you have saw it, but I'm expecting big things from the girls this year, okay? I'm moving right along. At number two this week, this is a singer that we actually had on for this past Tuesday, if you remember that, Em.
Yeah, she was fun.
Jessica Lynn, and when I told her, revealed on air that Jessica had made the countdown, but I didn't exactly reveal which spot she was in because I didn't want to give away all my secrets. At number two this week, it's Jessica Lynn and Not Your Woman. And after the song, I'll tell you a little bit about what Jessica's got coming up and what she just wrapped up. So, again, it's Not Your Woman at number two on Indie Country Radio. That was Jessica Lynn at number two with Not Your Woman. Now, I teased a little bit before the song that I was going to tell y'all a little bit about what Jessica's got coming up. And it's pretty big. She actually just got back from playing the NAMM show in California. And she's headed to Bermuda either this week or next week for a festival.
I'm a little jealous of the fact that she's going to a tropical climate.
Same. when it's 45 degrees here, I mean, you know, it's crazy.
Truth.
You remember we spoke with Jessica about her upcoming overseas date opening for ZZ Top, which is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
So again, that was Not Your Woman by Jessica Lynn coming in at number two. And you remember earlier when I said I wouldn't give away any of my secrets?
Yeah.
That comment, you remember that, Em? Well,
yes.
It's pretty ironic that the song at number one this week is actually called Secrets. I swear I did not plan that. I did not plan that.
I
did not plan that. anyway, as I said, I'm taking the top spot this week on the show. There's a band made up of Sam Hayes, Josh Gremling, and Moises Padilla. I'm based out of Nashville, Tennessee, called Radio Romance. This is their single Secrets coming in at number one on the show. And before I play the song, I just gotta say, this is my jam right here. This is just my jam. I love it. I play it daily. If that tells you anything, I'll play it daily. So I'll shut up now and let y'all listen to number one this week on Indie Country Radio. It's Radio Romance with Secrets.
Lost you somewhere in the crowd. Radio is up too loud. Somebody nobody knows. Passed out here drunk on the couch. Man, my friends can't get enough. Whatever they got in their cup. Then there's you across the room. Already know what you wanna do. Come my way. Don't say a thing. Let's keep it down. Play it close. Ain't nobody gotta know. I ain't afraid. It's too much fun. Sneaking around like we on the run. Let's keep it classified, we're on the couch. Cause secrets make damn good lovers. I got you in the corner, fingers through your hair. Now we're both running towards the stairs. Bouncing in between the walls, kissing, falling down the hall. The first room we get to, I can't wait to watch you move. Let's keep it down, play it close. Ain't nobody gotta know. I ain't afraid, it's too much fun. Sneaking around like we on the run. Assassins in the night, let's keep it classified. We're undercover. The secrets make damn good lovers.
Breathing out. baby, we can make a sound. Breathing in, breathing out, no silence, secret love is found. Secret love is found.
And that was Radio Romance with one of my favorite songs, A Secret's, coming in at number one this week on Indie Country Radio. What did you think of the countdown this week, Kim?
I liked it. I liked Jessica's song a lot. I liked them all, but I really liked Jessica.
Steel Blossoms was pretty hysterical, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
You know, I keep telling you all the time, listen to indie stuff. Indie stuff is great.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff floating around now, new stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the thing with that is there's a ton of great music out there if people would just take the time to go look for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
Like, 90% of the music I listen to now, it comes from my Twitter followers who are indie country artists themselves. So that's where I listen to and find 90% of my music is from them.
Yeah, and social media makes it easy to go ahead.
I was just going to say, not only are these people talented, they're just as sweet as can be.
Yeah, social media makes it easy to connect with people and, like, discover stuff, so it's a perk of being on Twitter.
Yes, it is. And also Instagram, too. I mean, Instagram is getting to be a good source of finding brand new music too. People will post links to stuff in their bio, and I mean, so yeah, that's.
And they put a lot of people will post a video or whatever, so that's a good way too.
Mhm. Yeah. So enough about me and this show. You had a show last night.
I did.
On Talk Daytime, didn't you?
I did. It was great. We had Nathan Varney from ABC on the show, who's been on weekdays like 5 or 6 times, maybe 7. I can't even remember. He's been a part of weekdays a lot of times.
At least 6.
Yeah, he did the show last night. We had so much fun. We laughed a lot. We were a little messy just because it's our first interview, and we were all laughing and joking around and stuff. But it was good. I mean, we had a really good time, and we were laughing a lot, and it was probably, to people listening, a hot mess, because we were all over the place, but it was fun.
And let's just be honest, though. Nathan Varney's like family right now at this point. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. He's fun to chat with, and it had been a while since we talked. It's been several months since he and I had spoken,
so we keep up,
but I'm, you know, actually, like, talking on the phone or whatever, so... It was nice to catch up and talk about GH, and he mentioned Tyler Christopher and the purple sweater, which I thought it was so funny that he remembered that. But we had a good time.
That was funny.
He remembered that conversation. He remembered the exact sweater. For anybody listening who wasn't there, we had Nathan Varney on the show. He asked me who my, like, character crush was, and I told him it was Nicholas, and Cody would text me and say, your husband's on wearing your favorite outfit, and... Nathan was like, well, what is your favorite outfit? And we had a whole talk about it. But he did remember that last night. We talked about that because he asked me if I was in Port Charles for a day, like, what would I do? And I was like, well, I would marry Nicholas, but you killed him. So.
Because you killed him.
I did say that. He thought it was so funny. He laughed. I was like, well, I would marry him,
I know.
But, you know, you killed him. So.
You killed him, buddy.
We had a good time. And also, for anyone interested, you guys can download the show and listen. There was some new info and new spoilers that weren't public knowledge until last night revealed on the show.
Yep.
So you guys can check that out.
Oh, and we both got the news concerning our show, but I'll reveal my news first. I just put in an application for this show to be featured in the podcast section of iTunes.
Yeah, and I just got accepted to it last week, so you guys can download it there.
And if this show gets accepted, you can listen to weekdays in the podcast section. So I'm pretty
pumped
about that.
And any time.
Yeah, and I'm not going to reveal too many details about this, but tomorrow is your last day on the show.
It is.
This is the last Indie Country Radio we'll be doing together. Holy crap.
I know, and this is... Unless, you know, I got to fill in. But, yeah, pretty much.
True.
Who would have thought?
And just Lynn's interview was the last interview. Unless you emergency fill in. But just Lynn's interview was the... My last interview that you'll do for the show.
I know. Crazy. But in all honesty, like...
Over 3 years.
People, like, no, it's not over 3 years. It'd be 3 years in March.
It's just about 3 years anyway. It's about 3 years.
Yeah. But, I mean, in all honesty, I know 2017's being shaping up to be a strange year for lots of people for whatever reason, but... It's brought us a lot. I mean, it's brought me a lot of good things, and, you know, it brought me Talk Daytime, and, like, our success with the show is more than I expected, and people are really, you know, loving it, so I'm grateful for that, of course.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it some more.
And I just want to get this out of the way right now. I'm pretty grateful for everything you've done in the nearly 3 years you've been on.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's been fun. But we'll talk about all that tomorrow. We don't want to, like, cloud our, like, get all of our fun stuff out of the way and all of our discussion topics out of the way. But we do have some fun stuff planned for you guys tomorrow. So you got to come hang out. But for now, I think we should.
We do have some pretty interesting stuff. If it all lines up, we do have some pretty interesting stuff in store for you guys tomorrow on the show.
But for now, I think we should save it and put this to rest for now.
Wait. You've got announcements of your radio show, don't you?
But I did announcements when we had Jessica on, and I'll do announcements tomorrow. We'll save that for tomorrow and give them something to tune in for.
Okay, Well, I've got announcements, okay? Let's see. You don't know about tomorrow, obviously. And also tomorrow is when I'll just save that for tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm going to save that for tomorrow. 31st. We've got our first major label artist on the show, Candy Carpenter.
I discovered her.
Yes. Kim's kind of talking about her. And it was easier. It was actually a lot easier than I thought to get a major label artist on the show. It was actually a lot easier than I thought.
Yeah, she's great. That's going to be a good show.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, well, we'll have lots of fun too. We don't want
to
spoil anything, so.
You may have to drop by for that one. Just on the whim.
Yeah, of course. I will.
Let's see. That's the 31st. Then the 3rd, we've got episode 5 of Indie Country Radio. Then February 7th, we have the first singer. We ever interviewed on the radio show. Coming back after nearly 3 years. So,
well, actually,
technically
she's the second singer, but you said the first one doesn't count because she was also an actress, but I do remember the first time.
So that'll be fun to talk with her and see what she's been up to for the past 3 years. you want to wrap this up, Em?
Yeah, and we'll catch you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.